Hey, Lena here, Morning Minutes, and I'm not going to lie, I love today's section of scripture. We are in John chapter 5, verses 1 through 17, episode 18 of our study in the Gospel of John. Today's teaching is called, Do You Want to Be Healed? And your intuitive response might be yes, but let's really think about that today. And let me read this section and see where this is going to go. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem by the Sheep Gate a pool in Aramaic called Bethesda, which has five roofed colonnades. In these lay a multitude of invalids, blind, lame, and paralyzed. One man was there who had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been there a long time, he said to him, Do you want to be healed? Duh. The sick man answered him, Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water stirred up. And while I'm going, another steps down before me. Jesus said to him, Get up, take your bed, and walk. Now one small comment about this. Water, they really believed that the first person who stepped into it was healed of whatever disease he had. So this poor guy, he sort of wanted to, but he couldn't make it to the pool. And verse 8, Jesus said to him, Get up, take up your bed, and walk. And at once the man was healed, and he took up his bed and walked. Now that day was a Sabbath. Huge issue here, because the Jews said to the man who had been healed, It is the Sabbath. It is not lawful for you to take up your bed. I mean, they missed this miracle because they're caught up in the law. And they didn't even have the law right. And he answered them, The man who healed me, that man said to me, Take up your bed and walk. The guy didn't even know it's Jesus. And they asked him, Who is the man who said to you, Take up your bed and walk? Now the man who had been healed didn't know who it was, for Jesus had withdrawn as there was a crowd in the place. Afterward, Jesus found him. Remember chapter 1 and 2? Jesus sees us, he finds us in the temple and said to him, See, you are well. Sin no more, that nothing worse may happen to you. The man went away and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had healed him. And this was why the Jews were persecuting Jesus, because he was doing these things on the Sabbath. But Jesus answered them, My Father is working until now, and I am working. Again, a statement of who he was. Jesus never hid the fact that he was a God, that he and the Father were one. And that is what enraged the Jews, the Jewish leaders in particular at that time. And we're going to see, we're still in the place here where everybody's following Jesus, but we're going to see a hatred brewing among the leaders and eventually will lead to taking Jesus to the cross. But we're still in the heart of his ministry now. We're not in the last week yet. We're in chapter 5 of John. We're going to make our way through his ministry until we get to the end of chapter 12. And so, do you want to be healed? What's happening here? Number one, we can get so used to our problems that we quit hoping for a miracle. That's sort of what happened to this guy, honestly. I think he became so complacent and sort of jaded and cynical about healing. Like, really? I can't even get myself into the water. Like, I try and it doesn't matter because I get stepped over. And I think that our painful places can become as such places where we just give up on healing. And so here's this man who is looking at the water. His eyes are so focused on the water that he misses that the Son of God is right beside him. And so when Jesus says to him, Do you want to be healed? He can't even see that healing is before his very eyes, because he's so focused on his lack and on his invalid state and on his need. And he's so used to the problem, he didn't even believe that it could happen anymore. And we must be honest about whether we really want to be healed. And when we are in a place of hopelessness, there comes a point where only Jesus can heal us. And listen to me, that is a good place to be. See, we fight that place. We want to keep fixing our problem. But when we finally come to the place where we're looking at Jesus and we have no more options, dude, I think Jesus steps and starts the work of healing us. And so when we get, don't be so used to the problems in your life that you quit praying, that you quit hoping for a miracle, that you quit looking to Jesus for healing, because he's right there beside you, waiting for you to ask. Number two, we can get so caught up with what we lack that we miss the miracle right before us. The man was focused on his loneliness, on his inability, on his lack, on him not being enough. He didn't have the strength enough. He didn't have the speed enough. He just didn't have enough to get himself into the water, that he missed the presence of Jesus right beside him. Hey, Jesus is walking beside you today. Do you know that? If you've received him into your heart, he's in you. He's with you. Stop trying to fix all your problems on your own. Turn to Jesus. Do you really want to be healed, or are you fighting it? Are you just talking about healing, but you really don't want to be healed? getting healed might provide some discomfort in your life. You might have to face some people who will question the healing on the Sabbath. You will have to face some opposition. You might have to then get up and walk and sin no more. You have no more excuses when you're healed. When Jesus heals you of whatever sin area in your life, it will entail now getting to do the work that needs to be done. For this man who was lame, he spent his days laying beside a pool. Now that he was healed, he had a job to do. He had to get up and go to work and fend for himself. And his life dynamic changed in so many ways. So healing, while maybe the best thing in the world, can sometimes be the most challenging thing in the world. And the good news is that Jesus walks near you and with you as you find healing and as you walk in a place of healing. Now, we can get so stuck in our traditions that we miss the miracle taking place, the miracles taking place around us. That's what happened to the religious leaders. They were so stuck in the do's and don'ts that they missed the grace of God, that they missed the love of Christ, that they missed Jesus. They missed the Son of God in their midst because they were so caught up in the law that God himself had given them. It is Jesus' authority as the Son of God that gave healing. It is his authority as the Son of God that overruled the Sabbath. You see, he was the God of the Sabbath. It was his right to heal on the Sabbath. And of course, God's grace and his goodness allowed him, you know, constantly try to explain to people that that was why he healed them. I think, well, we know, we see where Jesus purposefully healed people on the Sabbath to prove that he was Lord of the Sabbath and to show that that the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. Again, everything that Jesus does is for a purpose, and it is Jesus' authority as the Son of God that forgives sin. That is why when he finds the man, he says, sin no more, that nothing worse may happen to you. Hey, healing is about physical healing, but it's also about spiritual healing. And this man it had physical healing, but still didn't know who Jesus was. But it was only when he came face to face with the Savior and believed him and accepted him that his life was truly changed. So today you might be hurting physically, you might be hurting spiritually. Regardless, the question is, do you want to be healed? And if you receive healing, you will be called a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. And that is an awesome, awesome thing. Hey, walk in faith today. Refuse the lies that Satan throws your way. And I'll catch you tomorrow.